Hello, it's the 29th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The final remnants of a drug dealing operation active across the country has been dismantled by law enforcement. The Eastern Region Special Operations Unit covert investigation led to the arrest of three men who were part of a national organised crime group. 38-year-old Wazin Khan from Luton brokered the drug deals, while Tauzer Mohammed, 39 of Aylesbury, and Sheffield-based Mohammed Jahangir, 39, bought kilogram-sized cocaine bricks from Khan for area sale at a later date. The three men were all found guilty of conspiracy to supply Class A drugs. Ian Maldesey, Detective Inspector from USO, stated, "Members of this drugs business have been convicted, halting the supply of Class A drugs into communities across the country." Luton residents and visitors were looking forward to the Lighting Up Luton event on Saturday, but Storm Owen had other plans. The event was postponed due to health and safety concerns and may be rescheduled for a later date. Bedford and Northampton members of Extinction Rebellion blocked entry to an Amazon fulfilment centre on the county's borders with Milton Keynes. The 48-hour National Black Friday protest targeted 50% of Amazon's distribution. The group wants to raise awareness of the negative impact of Black Friday sales on the environment, as well as on worker safety, where, since 2018, ambulances were required at an Amazon site 1,000 times. ZSL Whipsnade Zoo are the proud parents of a baby panther chameleon named Titch. The 3-centimetre reptile hatched from an egg 3 weeks ago and will shortly join relatives in the Madagascar section of the zoo. That's all for today. Keep warm. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.